The meaning was to make a dough when you're baking matzah for Pesach, less than that, the big share of dough that is chayv in the challah. So we made a bunch of doughs, and each one was less than the share of challah. But he took a bunch of doughs, each one was less than the share. Let's say each dough was, let's say, a kilo, even less than a kilo. Then he made a whole bunch of these doughs, and he put the bread or the cookies or the challah he made for them in one kli. Then it unites them, has considered that now you have more than the shear and you have to be matzah shalom. So you have a skill, so you call a matzah medochah with a kli. If you are being mitzvahs, combining things through the kli, it will have to be in the kli. In other words, if you filled up the kli, then you have the matzah sitting on top of the kli, and you're not considered part of that unit. But if one matzah, part of it is in the kli, and part of it is jutting out of the kli, that's all right. But if you have a matzah that's completely out of the kli, then they cannot combine to the rest to make the shear. Like we said a minute ago, that is the time matzah is above the kli. There's a kli, and a certain matzah is on top of the kli, and then he covers it with a towel that also will not be considered an extension of the kli. And on the top, we're having mustard. If you take the matzahs and you put them in a tablecloth, and then you pick up the quarters of the tablecloth, so now they're all wrapped in a tablecloth, then it's considered one kli. Even if in the middle they are open, but as long as the sides of the tablecloth are covering it, the sides of it, it's alright. You should make sure also in this situation that you don't have a full matzah outside of the area that is covered by this tablecloth.